This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado is seeing signs of improvement in the pandemic. CPR's John Daly reports.
Hospitalizations for confirmed COVID-19 patients are down to 429. That's 250 fewer than the peak of the latest wave and far less than the high number of more than 1,800 in December. Incident Commander Scott Bookman credits the progress to millions of residents getting vaccinated.
This is incredible evidence that the vaccine is working. It is offering protection, and it is particularly offering protection to those who are most vulnerable.
Hospitals report that the vast majority of those now getting hospitalized with COVID-19 are unvaccinated. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
State lawmakers say they've reached a compromise with Governor Polis on a controversial climate bill. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
State Representative Dominique Jackson says it's been weeks of late nights here at the state capitol, but now they have a deal.
The governor has come to the table, so I'm looking forward to getting this bill across the finish line before we adjourn.
The original bill would have given air regulators more power to enforce Colorado's climate goals, but Governor Polis has resisted calls for tougher climate rules and threatened to veto it. Under the deal, lawmakers say they will drop the legislation and move most of its pieces to another environmental justice bill. In a statement, a Polis spokesperson praised the negotiations, but stopped short of saying he would sign anything. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Coming up, King County, Washington officials banned the use of facial recognition by agencies like law enforcement following San Francisco and other cities. But activists are finding bans to be a tough sell. That's next. Then, prominent defense attorney F. Lee Bailey has died. He represented Patty Hearst, O.J. Simpson, and many other celebrities and notorious figures. A remembrance in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. 100 years ago, a flood along the Arkansas River in Pueblo changed the course of the city's future.
We will never know how many people perished. There is no way to know.
We will sit by the banks of the old Arkansas River and remember the flood of 1921. You can find that story at cpr.org. 81 in Denver, 81 in Fort Collins, 91 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.